Good morning. That was a fantastic take on the Nativity, and I would like to give the children and the helpers another round of applause. This morning we saw elements from the ancient to the contemporary. We saw what was old and what was new blended together. And I have been given the privilege of giving out address today. And rather than focusing too much on the ritual and the routine, I would like to briefly reflect upon the relationship behind the religion. So you may be waiting with bated breath to wonder, what is Jacob going to say to us? Well, I've titled this morning's talk, Why Did the Grinch Hate Christmas? Now, many of you may know about the Grinch, and for those who don't know, there is a film currently out in the cinemas. The Grinch was a hairy green man who hated Christmas and everybody who lived in Whoville. He hated everything to do with Christmas, but I wonder why. If you read the story, it tells us that the Grinch hated Christmas. Do not ask me why. He hated Christmas, everything about Christmas, and it could be that perhaps his shoes were too tight. It could be that his head was not screwed on just right. He hated the whole Christmas season. No one quite knows the reason. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. So the Grinch hated Christmas because his heart was too small. Imagine that. And I don't think it would be too much of a stretch to imagine that the inspiration behind the Grinch came from King Herod. He hated Christmas. He hated Christ. From that first Christmas, there were many people traveling, many people going from one place to a new place. We see it with the shepherds who had their message from the angels. We see it with the Magi who traveled across a whole desert to see this true king. And this past week, many people have traveled to go shopping, traveled to see family and friends, traveled here this morning. But what we don't see are the millions of people who travel every single day for their lives. Soon after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph again had to travel out of Bethlehem. They traveled to Egypt. And I wonder, what would it have been like today? What would we have thought if Jesus was born in our time? Here was a young, poor couple. They were not noticed. There were hundreds of poor couples in Bethlehem at that time. Here was a couple who had a baby in a filthy manger. Nobody would have cared. There were many babies in filthy homes at that time. And here was a family forced to flee for their lives. And nobody noticed because everybody was displaced in Bethlehem. What would we have thought? What do we think today? Is there anything that interests us from this story? Is there anything that kindles our heart when we think about it? Today, the children and the helpers brought us to Bethlehem, gave us a fresh insight. And what did Mary think? Mary held a child in her hands, a new life, a miracle. But I wonder if Mary realized that what she was holding was the love of God. When the shepherds came to see this child, they gazed upon a child, a wonderful child, a miracle. But did they realize they were gazing upon the love of God?
when the Magi came, they laid down their gifts. I wonder if they realized they were laying down their gifts before the love of God. What is the Nativity about? What is Christmas about? Where are we looking? Where is our priorities? Do we realize that we too have come asking questions and we are seeking the one who is the love of God? Who would have thought it on that first Christmas morning, where a baby lay, the light of the world was dawning? Who could have imagined it, the day when Jesus came, that the cold of this world would melt under the power of his flame? Who could have realized it, the moment Christ arrived, that those who were lost in hopelessness would finally have new life? And who would have known that when this child was grown, he would become the one who reminds us of the love of God? Christmas is not an easy time. There are people as we speak who are lost, homeless, in need of someone, of the one who is the love of God. Are we willing to be those people who represent that love to the community and people around us? This week, we have had difficult news of people in our community who truly need to remember the love of God at this time.